Join the socialist stand against Birmingham's cutting councillors' youth clubs, home care, school budgets, swimming pools, libraries. Many have disappeared, and more have been cut beyond recognition, privatized by profiteering corner-cutting companies, or now carry hefty charges. The decent public services needed for dignity, support and a start in life are being destroyed. These attacks represent political choices about which part of society should foot the bill, which class. The Tories made their position clear from the get-go in 2010, with the slashing of £40 billion of funding for councils in the years since. In that period, the amount paid by FTSE 100 companies in dividends to shareholders doubled to a record £110 billion in 2019. This is still the fifth richest country on the planet. Birmingham City Council, like all the Labour-led councils across the country, has dutifully accepted the Tory line, and cut over £770 million from services, since 2010. Over 13,000 jobs have been slashed. Birmingham Labour Council has closed 43 youth centres, 12 nurseries, 21 children's centres, 5 children's homes, 4 libraries and countless community and leisure facilities. And then privatized, or sold off most of what's left, as it's trying to do with short Heath playing fields too. Labour cuts. The Labour candidate for Erdington, Paulette Hamilton, was a council cabinet member in 2018 when Birmingham care workers in unison took strike action against the council plan to cut their hours. Some workers faced a cut from 37 hours to just 14 hours a week. Their 20-month strike defeated the plan, and the new rota was dropped. Unite and Unison Refuse workers were also forced to strike against cuts in 2019. Paulette has no defense, as she told Labourlist, "I've had that portfolio for over 7 years, they can only name 2 disputes. I have managed a budget of over £354 million. I have also managed the public health budget each year of over £100 million. And they have highlighted 2 disputes that happened over 5 years ago, when we were looking at how we could upgrade a service. We had cross-party agreement, when it was all decided." That's cross-party with the Tories, by the way. In Coventry, the Labour Council is brutally attacking the trade unions trying to defend services and jobs. That council is refusing to pay bin drivers the rate for the job. But even worse, it is paying outside workers twice the going rate, to do the work of their own workforce, spending over £2 million in an attempt to break the strike in defence of fair pay. The socialist-led Liverpool Labour Council in the 1980s provides a lesson of what a fighting council could do if it chose to represent and mobilise the working class. Its legacy is undeniable. It includes 4,800 houses and bungalows built, 6 new nursery classes built and opened, 5 new sports centres, 1 with a leisure pool attached, 3 new parks built, and rents frozen for 5 years. The council defeated Tory Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, winning £60 million for Liverpool. It was achieved on the basis of workers and young people taking a democratic part in the decision process. That was in the form of mass meetings, but also mass demonstrations and strike action, to fight for what had been agreed in the council chamber. Councils today have a lot of power to fight back against Tory attacks. Councils in England, for example, are responsible for over one-fifth of all public spending. If they were to use their reserves and borrowing powers to produce budgets based on what's needed, and combine this with a Liverpool-style struggle, a mass movement could be inspired and built to end Tory austerity and kick them out. New Mass Workers' Party. Today this type of struggle against the Tories is necessary, but it is impossible in Starmer's New Labour. As we go to press, Labour councillors who say they might vote against this year's cuts face being expelled. Jeremy Corbyn is not allowed to sit as a Labour MP, and Starmer takes the side of Coventry Council against the workers. The lesson is that cuts can be fought, but we require councillors and a party with a no-cuts programme. Labour is not that. A new party must be built. That can start now. Elections are taking place on the 5th of May with over 6,000 council seats up. In its existence, since 2010, thousands of working class fighters have stood as no-cuts candidates for the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, trade unionists, socialists, community campaigners, student activists, people with a record of standing up to the bosses and campaigning for their community, and pledged to vote against cuts. Standing no cuts candidates has meant there's a real choice on the ballot paper in those areas. This can also help spread the idea of building a new mass workers' party. It can also be an effective way of putting pressure on councillors. They don't like a challenge to what they see as their right to rule. So why not be part of that? See www.tusk.org.uk for info.